Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The major focus of the Petroleum Council has clearly been regulation. Over the past 14 months, we have worked through many state regulatory issues, continue to work through state regulatory issues. Feel some of those are, you know, beyond necessity as well, but the federal regulatory issues are just punishing us, and that's what we spend all our time on. As do the producers who need to be spending their time on, you know, getting better at what they're doing. So, yes.
To listen to the full length interview with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, executive director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
A lot of people don't quite understand the partnership that we have between the Petroleum Council and the Department of Mineral Resources. It's something that we started about 10 years ago, and the concept was that our agency, the Department of Mineral Resources, would focus on geology and technology and regulatory speakers and sessions, and that Ron's group would focus on business development and politics, and that's been very successful. It seems like when we do that, operators and organizations bring their entire team, all the way from the CEOs and the top managers down to the geologists that are working on an individual prospect, and it adds to the exhibit booth, adds a whole different dynamic to the conference. Up until 2006, it was dominantly, you know, just the technical aspects. Looking forward this afternoon to opening up with the regulatory roundup as the investors are talking. So every single half day is going to contain a mix of that, of geology and regulation and technology. Tomorrow we've got some great speakers focused on new technologies and some reviving technologies for the Bakken and Three Forks. Refracking has really become something that people are very interested in for a different reason than you would expect. So I'd encourage you to attend that session and find out what it is they're thinking about refracking and why that's back on the front burner. There is a level of excitement and optimism that I don't think a few months ago we really expected. And I opened up the website this morning, saw that we went from 25 to 28 rigs this morning. So it looks like maybe things are a little bit on the pickup.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kelly Braun from Make-A-Wish, North Dakota.
Oh, Kelly Braun, Make-A-Wish, North Dakota.
We're at the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, and we just had a great announcement. Kind of actually several announcements happened tonight. Walk us through a little bit what just transpired.
Well, we had a couple things happen tonight. Matt Johnner is one of our Wish kids from Dickinson, North Dakota here, and he battled leukemia the third time. And on his third time, they did a new procedure. It's a CAR T-cell procedure, and he's actually leukemia-free, cancer-free for the first time in like 6 years. He's 100% cancer-free. And to be honest, it's such a new thing that's going on that Men's Health is doing an article on him, and they actually flew out a couple photographers from New York to Dickinson to take photos of him making his speech out here to thank the crowd.
You know, that was quite a celebration or performance that was put on. I mean, Men's Health was here, Theodore Roosevelt was here, Sacagawea was here. Explain those last two to the listening audience.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt and Sacagawea, the theory of our event tonight is superheroes, and they're kind of some of the heroes of North Dakota history. And we had a young girl from Golden Valley, Daveney. She wants to go visit the castles in Scotland, and in the process of finding out her wish, the person that she would like to go back in history with to be would have been Sacagawea. And so Sacagawea actually came and presented Daveney with the wish that she's going to get to go to Scotland to visit the castles. And Theodore Roosevelt was here. He presented her a teddy bear. It was just amazing, emotional as you can get.
Yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. You could see the emotion and the look on those kids, especially, what was her name, Daveney? No.
Daveney, it's a little different name, but yeah, Daveney, she, like I said, she's from Golden Valley, and she was flabbergasted. You could see she was not expecting that at all.
No, not at all. And so she's going to be going to, is it Scotland, was it, to go see some? And she got an iPad and just a number of different things. And this Bach and Barbecue, it was neat that the people actually got to see who the kids are and what the money's going to and what the wishes are going to. That didn't happen last year, did it?
No, the timing didn't work with us last year. This year we actually were able to bring four former Wish children and then Daveney up on stage. And like I said, she found out she was going to get her wish tonight, and it's coming true in July. So they got some time to pack and prepare. And the people here got to see where their money is being spent on the kids. And you know, what a neat deal to be able to know that the kids that you're helping.
You know, I was a little bit shocked tonight because two of the kids, they look like seniors in high school. And of course, when you think of Make-A-Wish, you think of like kids maybe 10 and under and going to Disney World, that sort of thing. But Alaska deep sea fishing and... how old, I guess, is the average kid? Is there something like that? Or
They're not really an age that's average. They have to be between 2.5 and 18 okay. to qualify for Make-A-Wish. And once they qualify, like Matt, we'll pick on him, the one that was going to get the Men's Health deal. He was 17 when he found out he had leukemia. He qualified for Make-A-Wish, but he couldn't quite beat that leukemia. Just didn't work out so well. And he wanted to go deep sea fishing with his dad, which takes some muscle dexterity and stuff. And so he was like 20 when he actually went on his wish. We had to wait until he got strong enough to do it. So
The other thing that caught my attention tonight was that, number one, Matt got up there on stage and gave a speech. And number two, these kids are really positive.
Oh, if all of us could be as positive as the children that are sick, it would be a much better world. You know, they just go through life and they battle it and they don't think twice. It's just like, we're going to beat it. This is part of everyday items that's going on, and the smiles and the hugs and the tears. And you know, a lot of those four that came back, they come back every year and they support our event. They come here and support it. They stand up on stage so people can see who they're helping and who they've helped. And that's what's amazing. And they feel great about it.
You know, and here we are. We've got, I'm looking around. I see Whiting's and I see ConocoPhillips, MBI Energy. Yeah, great turnout for sponsors this year, despite the downturn, you know, in oil prices. We got a perfect evening. It's probably 75 degrees still as we're winding down, you know, close to 8, 9 o'clock at night. The moon is about 90% full for just enough reason to act crazy tonight. You know, not fully crazy, but just enough to act crazy. And we got the band now, Blue Ribbon Band, up there playing. Can you remember a night that was just so perfect for such an event?
Not in a long time, Jason. You and I did an interview last year, and it was just a little different than this one. We were hoping it would be a total 180, and I'd have to say we're pretty much there.
Last year, boy, it was like 75-mile-an-hour winds, horizontal rain. All right, so let's let the audience know how they can get involved.
Make-A-Wish North Dakota, you could probably Google it. I don't know the website off the top of my head, but Google Make-A-Wish North Dakota, it'll pop up. Or you can dial in there, 701-280-9474. That's 701-280-9474.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kelly Braun from Make-A-Wish North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.